The number of new COVID cases in St. Albert increased slightly, while Sturgeon County and Morinville saw slight decreases, according to the province's weekly data update today. Between August 16 and August 23, 37 new cases were identified in St. Albert, the province reported August 24. St. Albert had 29 cases the week prior. The new 7-day case rate per 100,000 was 53.2, an increase from the 41.7 case rate per 100,000 reported by the province on August 17. No new deaths have occurred among St. Albert residents, the province reported. The number of St. Albertans who have died from COVID remained at 88. Case numbers in Sturgeon County were similar to last week, according to the province's August 24 update. Between August 16 and August 23, 8 new cases were reported in the county, compared to 9 the week before. The 7-day case rate per 100,000 is 28.6, a decrease compared to the week prior, which was 32.2 per 100,000. No deaths were reported in the county. The total number of county residents who have died from COVID remained at 18. The prevalence of COVID-19 in Morinville has decreased again, the province reported on August 24. 2 new cases of COVID were reported in Morinville between August 16 and August 23, compared to 4 cases reported the week prior. The 7-day case rate per 100,000 in Morinville fell to 17.5, according to the August 24 update. In last week's provincial update, the 7-day case rate in Morinville stood at 35 per 100,000. No new deaths were reported in Morinville. The number of town residents who have died from COVID remained at 16, the province reported August 24. Hospitalizations and ICU numbers increased in Alberta between August 16 and August 23. There are 870 Albertans in hospital due to COVID, with 32 people in ICU, an increase of 52 and 4, respectively, from the week prior. The province's data shows the 7-day positivity rate decreased slightly to 21.86%, compared to 21.93% reported on August 17. 27 Albertans died from COVID this week. The total number of Albertans who have died from COVID, to date, is now 4,748. Monkeypox vaccine availability on August 10, Alberta Health Services, AHS, announced that 7 additional cities are now able to administer monkeypox vaccines. Edson, Fort McMurray, Grande Prairie, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, Red Deer, and St. Paul are the 7 new cities as AHS has expanded vaccine availability to beyond Edmonton and Calgary. In Alberta, monkeypox immunization is currently for those that self-identify as belonging to the gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men, GBMSM, community, AHS states online. However, everybody is susceptible to monkeypox, regardless of sexuality, according to the federal government. Anyone can get infected and spread monkeypox if they come into close contact with someone who has the virus, regardless of sex, race, gender, or sexual orientation, the Government of Canada states on an online fact page. In line with international trends, the majority of cases in Canada to date are men who reported intimate sexual contact with other men. However, it's important to stress that the risk of exposure to the monkeypox virus is not exclusive to any group or setting, the online fact page states. Having multiple sexual partners may increase your overall risk of infection. As of August 10, the last time AHS provided an update on the number of monkeypox cases in the province, there was 19 identified cases. To make an appointment to receive the monkeypox vaccine in Alberta, call HealthLink at 1-866-301-2668.